Welcome to the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, September 2nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of artificial intelligence and frontier technologies headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Eltrupy launches AI voice agents for community financial institutions. Eltrupy, the leading AI-powered conversations platform for community financial institutions, has announced the general availability of the next generation of Eltrupy AI voice agents. This platform turns traditional phone systems into intelligent, autonomous voice agents that handle routine banking tasks end-to-end. Early adopters have seen game-changing results with 88% containment across 11.8 million consumer questions and 60% of agent calls deflected. Eltrupy AI voice agents provide natural, free-form dialogue and support account services, payments, transfers, loan services, and card management in multiple languages. These agents integrate with core banking systems, providing real-time data access. With a focus on improving efficiency and providing 24/7 service, Eltrupy AI voice agents aim to revolutionize customer interactions for community financial institutions.
Nauticus Robotics announces 1-for-9 reverse stock split. Nauticus Robotics, Inc. announced a 1-for-9 reverse stock split of its outstanding shares of common stock. This action, approved by the board of directors and stockholders, aims to increase the per-share stock price. The reverse split is set to take effect on September 5, 2025, with aftermarket trading temporarily suspended on September 4, 2025. Current shareholders will automatically have every 9 shares consolidated into 1 share, with fractional shares rounded up. Shareholders holding electronically don't need to take action, while those with certificated shares will receive instructions from Continental Stock Transfer and Trust. This move is intended to comply with the NASDAQ Capital Market's minimum bid price requirement and attract a broader range of investors. AI news breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., OTCID BSAI, acquires 36-acre Colorado site for 15-megawatt AI data center deployment. Blue Sky AI Inc., a neocloud company, has acquired a 36-acre site in Colorado for a 15-megawatt AI data center deployment. The purchase agreement with Snowy River Ranches LLC secures a parcel in Huerfano County, Colo, offering scalable compute capacity and access to energy infrastructure. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio stated that this acquisition supports Blue Sky's national expansion strategy, focusing on local economic development and environmental stewardship. The site will undergo development under state and county permitting frameworks, adding to Blue Sky's energy-rich locations in the Mountain West and Southwest.
Wearable devices litigated. How neural interface patents are securing the future of touchless control. Wearable Devices Limited, now DDES, has been granted a U.S. patent for neural interface technology that measures weight, torque, and force from wrist-based sensors. This innovation has applications in XR, industrial automation, and assistive technology. The patent covers voice-controlled interfaces and advancements in brain-computer interfaces, solidifying WLDS's position in the $260 billion AI wearables market. Unlike traditional gesture control systems, this technology decodes human intent through subtle muscle movements and bioelectric patterns, offering seamless control interfaces without a learning curve. The company's patent protection extends to real-world physical measurement capabilities, setting them apart from competitors and expanding into industrial and manufacturing sectors. For more information, visit WLDS's newsroom.
Crypto news breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, reports strong Q2 25 results, targets profitability in early 2026. Beeline Holdings, Inc. reported strong Q2 25 results with $1.7 million in revenue, a 27% increase quarter over quarter, and operating cost reduction by 40% to $5.6 million. Net loss narrowed to $4.1 million, a 68% improvement, and adjusted EBITDA also improved. Beeline reduced debt by $2.7 million, bringing year-to-date repayment to $6.2 million, with $6.3 million in cash at the end of Q2. The company aims for profitability by early 2026, supported by revenue growth and cost discipline. Beeline funded $52 million in mortgages, launched new products like Beeline Equity and Blink QC, and introduced Bob, an AI mortgage chatbot. Analysts see significant upside potential, with Ladenburg Thalmann initiating coverage with a buy rating and over 200% potential appreciation. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.